Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You are listening to the News Updates Weekend Show.
Episode number 144.
Thank you, Bruce.
I knew you didn't know that, so I thought I'd throw it in there.
I don't know why, but I've lost track ever since episode number 100.
I agree with you.
What we're doing.
But this is going to be a news and update show, our weekend edition of the show. And I have some news items. I'm excited to... Father's Day is tomorrow. If you're catching this podcast episode when it comes out on Saturday, Father's Day is tomorrow. So I am pumped.
You are pumped.
It's like my second birthday.
It is, like you're saying. It's like the... Yeah.
It's the only time that I'm happy my birthday is in January.
Yeah.
Because I get a birthday every 6 months.
You get a bonus.
It's like halfway through the year, I get another birthday. So it's great.
I know. I feel like I don't get... Because Mother's Day and my birthday are so close together.
It's almost on the same day.
Yeah, I feel like
You get gypped. I'm sorry, I'll say that.
I really
But I kind of get gypped with my birthday because it's around Christmas.
That's true. We're broke after that.
It's true.
So it's like, here's your candy and...
So I'm excited for that. I'm excited that D23 is coming up.
Are you?
Yep, we're 90% sure we're going to be visiting D23.
It's gone up. It was like 60, then 70%.
I'm at 90%.
90% now.
We're going to be visiting in some capacity. If it's even if it's just standing out, staring through the window.
All right.
So we're going to be in California for sure, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a must.
So what's on the agenda for the show today? We're going to talk about some news, some updates. We're going to be saying thank you to some members, our new members of our Patreon family. We have a happy birthday wish at the end of the show.
We do.
Talk about our cruise a little bit. And, we'll talk about our Patreon account and how you can join us on that.
And that's about it.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next week.
So, bye, everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week marked Richard Sherman's 88th birthday.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Monday was his birthday. I think I mentioned it on our live show.
You did. How old is Rolly?
I don't know. I thought that they were the same age range, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I thought Rolly was younger than... Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're on those...
I mean, Richard.
You're on those terms now?
Yeah, Richard. I don't know why I said Robert.
You can call him Rob?
Yeah, I guess I could. I was talking about somebody else.
I was like, wait, how come I can't call him Rob?
I was trying to think of the time and I got confused for
okay.
a second.
Okay, yeah. So one thing at a time.
Okay.
Let's talk about Richard.
Yep.
Richard German's 88th birthday. When can we get Richard on the show?
I'm trying.
All right.
He's a hard guy to get a hold of.
He is. So Disney legend, Richard Sherman, you know. Don't even need to describe him. I hope you guys all know who this is. But yeah, 88. So, wow. It's awesome. So, that's what I have for news.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
All right. Well, Disney on their Disney Parks blog, and I thought this was good because we kind of mentioned this in our live, on our show from Tuesday about dads for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about burgers. So, I'm going to give you, it says top 10 burgers.
I know. I think that was cool. How'd they know that I...
I don't know.
I talked about burgers. I feel like, I mean...
You think they listen to us?
I think they do.
Okay.
Well,
it says top 10 burgers to celebrate dad this Father's Day at Walt Disney World Resort. All right? I'm going to name them. And let me just tell me if you agree or disagree. It doesn't necessarily label them. It just gives you 10 burgers that apparently they think are good.
I am ready.
Ready. Even though you're not a dad, I'll still let you judge.
Shouldn't I be reading these to you?
You should, but you weren't prepared, so...
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Who doesn't love a good burger? Luckily, there are dozens of delicious, juicy burgers to be found across Walt Disney World Resort. Here's what they have listed. The Southern Burger over at Deluxe Burger at Disney Springs.
I didn't try the Southern Burger.
I didn't either, but it's a burger, brisket, Angus chuck, and short rib patty, topped with fried green tomato, pimento cheese, lettuce, grilled onion, and bacon.
That must have been out of our budget.
I think that was.
We were like, oh, all right, let's go with basic.
There's a picture of it on the blog, and it looks fantastic, by the way.
I mean, you had me at the
So that's number one. That would probably be a really good one. Deluxe Burger is a really good place.
I think Deluxe Burger would be my number one.
I'm not going to name all these, because this is going to be pretty boring.
I know, because you were reading, and I was shocked.
But here's one that I thought of, because we like falafels.
We love falafels.
Vegetarian falafel burger at the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater restaurant.
That's new.
It must be new, because I didn't even know they had this.
Newer. Yeah, we didn't. I didn't, because we're such falafel lovers in our family that I know one of us would have ordered the falafel if we saw it. So that's got to be newer.
I didn't see it.
All right.
They also have the Wagyu beef burger at Hollywood Brown Derby. the Southwest burger at the ABC commissary, which I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
We've had that.
I don't feel like that's blog worthy.
No, that's an ordinary burger.
Yeah.
The picture.
Good.
It's like one of those pictures you see of McDonald's burgers on TV. Like, the picture looks really good, then you get it and you're like, this isn't really that.
Well, here's the thing. Even when you order it and it comes to you, I don't feel like, number one, I don't feel like it looks filling. Like, it looks small.
It does.
And it doesn't look that appetizing, but I kind of feel like it was very satisfying. I wouldn't call it like a must-do burger, but
no.
Yeah, okay. So
I would call it a, if you have angry, nowhere else to go and you're hungry and it's quick, go there for a burger. That's what I would name it.
Yeah, if you forgot to make reservations at the...
If it's lunch and you got nowhere else to go and you're close to the ABC commissary burger, is that too long a name, you think?
Probably.
I don't know if that can fit on the board.
Yeah.
The next one is the island-style beef burger. The thing about some of these burgers is they all have eggs on them.
You know, that
is... What's up with the eggs on the burger?
I don't know. I think that it adds a level of depth on the...
No, I don't know. I'm not into the whole egg on a burger.
Like, just give you a burger.
Give me a burger with some cheese, maybe some lettuce and tomato or and bacon. That's pretty much it for me. Then they have the bison burger over at Geyser Point, which we saw and looked really good.
Yes.
The Wagyu beef burger at Le Cellier.
Wait, let me interrupt you. Yes, that's newer. And I feel like you guys... If you're in that resort over at the Wilderness Lodge, you should definitely check that place out. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
They have the Smokehouse Burger at the ESPN Club, which I've had.
See, I'm surprised that the ESPN made it way down the list. Are these rated?
No, it doesn't say 1 through 10. It just says 10 burgers.
Oh, I feel like this one should have been right after.
So the Smokehouse Burger at the ESPN Club was underrated to me. Like, I wasn't expecting it to be that good, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, we talked about the ESPN Club at the this week's show.
Yeah. Patty Melt over at Beaches and Cream Soda Shop.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Lobster Thermidor Burger, the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Ooh, I don't think I saw that in the menu, but I don't think
I've seen it. What's Thermidor? It says 7-ounce artisan burger patty topped with a lobster parmesan Thermidor sauce.
Ooh, fancy.
I'm not ordering that just because I don't know what it is.
No, you're not
going to. Sorry, guys.
I don't know.
Somebody else can order it and share it with me and I'll try it.
Yeah. I think some of these places, like, if I'm going to go to the Grand Floridian, I don't think I want to order a burger. Like, for me, I feel like...
Well, it's got lobster in it.
Yeah, but it's still a burger. Like, I don't know.
Let's get lobster.
I know, but you're fancy. You're not supposed to have burgers when you're fancy.
I know.
You're not? I mean, this isn't
a particular... It's a fancy burger.
It's not very fancy. This particular restaurant's not very fancy, but the whole resort is. So I feel like you have to eat with...
It's like ordering... Like, if you go to an Italian restaurant and you order steak?
Yes.
It's like, you know what? It's like probably okay because they're a good restaurant, but you probably shouldn't order that.
Yes. Like, if you're craving a burger, I think there's other... Yeah.
Okay.
That's just my two cents, you know?
I hear you.
It's not a religion. Right?
So that was clearly the list of the top burgers to celebrate Dad in Walt Disney World. I wish I was having a burger in Walt Disney World.
I was thinking that. I know. I was saying, oh, I wish we were down. But for those of you that are heading there soon, that's awesome.
Right.
So Cars 3 is finally getting theaters.
What do you think of that? Cars 2? I don't think I saw Cars 2.
So admittingly, I did not. And I feel pretty badly about not seeing Cars 2. But I think our children did see Cars 2. So maybe we should talk to them.
Did they like it?
I'm pretty sure they liked it. I mean, they are really excited to see Cars 3.
I know. They are really excited. They asked me if I could take them tonight.
I know. So
it just came out.
It just came out today in theaters. Well, it came out Friday in theaters. You're listening to this. It'll be Saturday. And yeah, it looks... I mean, whatever I can... You know, whatever they're sharing on the trailers, it seems cute.
It does seem pretty funny.
I like Cars. I feel like it's hard for me. Like, the kids asked me actually this the other day. I think it was our oldest. She said, what is your favorite film as of, you know, as far as it being remade or, you know, having multiple series or, you know, and I was trying to think of that. And I really think Toys.
I think she said animated movies.
She did say, I think Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, I really loved. I'm not sure if I don't know. I had no desire to see Cars 2 because I feel like Cars, the first one was so good. Not that Toy Story, the first one wasn't good, but I feel like there was more story to tell.
I think Toy Story 1 was just so good.
No, not only that, but I feel like when the movie ended, it was closure. Like, I don't feel like there was more to the story, but...
Wait, on Cars, what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What I was saying is Toy Story 1 was so good that you could feel the second one coming on.
Right.
Cars 1 was kind of a complete movie that if they didn't make a second one, it would have been fine.
Right. So I'm excited to see the third one to see what they've done and kind of hopefully reinvent my love for Cars, because our kids loved Cars.
Our daughter was obsessed with it when she was little.
Yeah, so.
I mean, so much where she wanted you to buy her a car, like a real one.
Yeah.
That you drive in.
Yeah. And I mean, we just went to, well, a few months now, but being in California Adventure and seeing that whole area with the Cars themed, I think.
Radiator Springs.
Yeah, it just feels like it really connected me with the movie more than ever. So it'll be cool to see, I think, the third one.
I hope that we get a chance to go to California Adventure. I'm not sure that we will, but I hope that we get a chance to go to California Adventure if we do go to D23.
I do too.
Because I did like Radiator Springs. The theming was nice and immersive for sure.
I'm really excited about this next news outlet. So can I just say it now?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Bruce. I apologize ahead of time because I know you're kind of annoyed and sick of me talking about Pirates of the Caribbean. But it was shared this week that a new photo capture is coming to Pirates of Caribbean Magic Kingdom Park on June 19th. I am beyond excited. I feel like I'm going to be making like fun, goofy pictures. I'm already imagining what I want to wear. Like, I definitely need to get a nice pirate hat. And that's it. Bruce. It is a new photo opportunity over at the Magic Kingdom. So on the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction, as the dip goes down, you know, we talk about the dip where you go down. Okay, so as you prepare to exit a haunted grotto and dive into the golden age of piracy, a Disney photo pass camera will capture the perfect treasure of your swashbuckling voyage. Properly warned. Huh. So it'll be fun. You have to preview, purchase, and download this attraction photo, you must be wearing an active magic band linked to your My Disney Experience account, though. So it's a little different than the other ones. Your photo will automatically be associated to your account, where it can be viewed at mydisneyphotopass.com and in the My Disney Experience mobile app, alongside all of your vacation memories. It goes on and on to talk about it. But, you know, it's been cool because the feedback has been really positive, and a lot of people have commented saying thank you for bringing this photo opportunity here, because I never realized, but until this was mentioned, that a lot of the attractions that for the height requirement, like if you know, they're very limited. So most of them are for kids that are, you know, 42 or 48 inches tall.
Right.
So the parents wanted this. So I think it's cool that they added it. And that drop is pretty surprising. So I feel like it's going to definitely capture a lot of funny moments with people. Like, if I could go back the very first time I rode this attraction after a very long dry period of not riding,
You forgot about that.
I forgot about how intense the drop is. Like, I think because it is dark.
I don't remember the one in Disneyland. I wonder if it was as intense.
You don't remember it?
I don't remember it.
Oh, I'm sorry for you.
I know. I mean, I remember the ride, but I don't remember. I think I was live streaming it. And see, I wasn't paying attention enough.
What happens to you?
I get so overwhelmed. Not overwhelmed. That's the wrong word. I get so excited to share what we're doing there with other people that I forget to enjoy the moment myself sometimes.
Understood.
And then I get off the ride and I'm like, did I go on that?
What just happened?
Yeah. Was I on there? I totally forget it.
Oh, well, I don't want that to happen to you.
Well, that's why I got to go back.
Okay. Oh, well, that was your excuse.
Yeah, that's why that was my excuse to go back.
All right.
So one last thing that I have is Frozen Ever After dessert party
opens. Oh, come on. You can't be announcing this. That's something I should be announcing.
All right, you can take over that.
Well, because now you have nothing.
I have nothing else. I'm just going to say thank you to people and happy birthday.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
No, bye. I don't want to. I really don't. I thought you didn't have it ready, so I was going to say.
Really? Okay.
But go into it.
Bruce is trying to talk about, poor Bruce, I'm sorry. He's talking about a new way to view the fireworks at Epcot, and this is the Frozen Ever After dessert party. Reservations opened. This is cool. It's a sparkling dessert party starting July 17th, so we still have some time.
What is exactly a sparkling dessert party?
Well, it's I feel like the word sparkling is more for because it overlooks the fireworks.
Oh, I thought you had to wear sparkles.
You don't have to wear sparkles. I mean, you can if you want to.
Which always ends up happening to me for some reason.
It does. How do sparkles get on you so easily?
I always get sparkles on me.
Okay, so.
I swear I don't do it on purpose.
Okay. All right, so starting July 17th, there will be a delicious way to experience illuminations, reflections of Earth, reservations open for the brand new Frozen Ever After dessert party, the coolest dessert party with reserved seating to the fireworks, particular delicious desserts, and a special opportunity to enjoy the Frozen Ever After attraction. So listen to this. The party will place in the World Showcase Plaza East overlooking World Showcase Lagoon. It will feature decor, drinks, desserts, and snacks inspired by the beloved film Frozen. I'm just thinking about this and thinking the kids are going to go crazy for this. What a genius thing to do. Okay. So it says, don't worry about sticking out the perfect spot to view the fireworks because Frozen Ever After Dessert Party will have reserved seating. Sip on specialty cotton candy lemonade or melted snow and other non-alcoholic beverages. Guests 21 years and older can enjoy alcoholic beverages such as pina colada or summertime punch and a bunch of others. It says desserts and snacks will be served on 3 buffet stations. Can I read the menus to you?
I guess so. You read everything else.
Sorry. Did you get bored? I really feel like this is good information I wanted to read it because I feel like I would want to know this. Like, this is really something that I think I would want to... Okay.
Keep at it.
Okay.
I'll be back. I'm going to go get a snack.
Okay. 3 buffet dessert stations, hot and cold, Olaf's warm double chocolate s'mores pudding cake, Elsa's warm... All right, I'm sorry. Should I stop? Small bites.
Are you still talking?
Not so sweet. Goes on and on. It says, the Frozen Dessert Ever After Party is another exciting offering from Enchanting Extra Collection, which allows guests to enhance their vacation. Cost is $79 for guests 10 and above, $47 for 3 to 9. Reservations are now open for dates beginning July 17th. How do you feel about that?
Great.
The price?
How much was it?
$79 for 10 and
okay. I guess, I don't know.
I don't know. I think I'm reading
You only live once, man.
You didn't let me finish reading all the offerings.
There's more?
Yeah, well, there's 3 buffet stations and the menus are here. And so I only read like 2 and I could see you getting drifting away.
I'm just
listening. You were literally falling asleep.
I am.
So I couldn't read them all. But I'm reading them now and, I mean, they're offering quite a bit. So, I mean, it's snacks. It's not like anything.
I think these dessert parties, we saw the one at Star Wars with the at Hollywood Studios with the Star Wars. And at first I'm like, oh, those dessert parties are probably a little bit overrated. Then you see them and you're like, I want to be part of that.
Right? Like you read.
You never really want to be part of the dessert party until you're there.
Yeah. When you read how much it costs.
Dessert party.
Yeah. There's something magical, especially like, it's like.
All right, fine. Book it.
Okay. I'm booking it.
Or somebody else does.
There's cheese fondue, Bruce.
I'll take it.
So.
I could go for some cheese fondue right now while you're reading that description.
I figured. So. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that really quick. And
excellent.
I'm sorry I stole your
no, that's cool.
your breaking news article. But
that wasn't really breaking news. I'm glad you read it because if I read that, it would have been a disaster.
I don't think you would have read it. I think you were just going to announce Frozen Ever After Sparkling Dessert Party and move on to the
that
next.
Was pretty much my it. That was it. That was it for me. I was pretty much done reading that article and you took over.
Let me just go into now. I want to say thank you to Michelle Hunt. She sent us a message.
All right.
And she says,
hi. Is it a good one?
It's a great one.
All right.
She says, hi, guys. Some good news. I asked how to get my husband excited about Disney on my last Facebook Live night. He finally expressed some interest after listening to your podcast, Baby Steps.
I'm going to take credit for that.
So thank you, Mr. Hunt.
I'm going to say if there's any moms or wives out there, I think this is the perfect show because I'm not like the typical Disney fan.
Oh, wait. You're not. Oh, you're cool.
I'm pretty cool, I think.
Okay. I think you're pretty nerdy when you announce that you're cool. Like, I think.
I mean, you pointed it out. I wasn't going to actually say those words.
Oh.
I was just going to say you should listen to the podcast because it'll get people pumped to go to Disney.
All right.
And then you took it in a whole different direction, which made me feel a little bit weird. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm happy to have you, Mr. Hunt. I don't know your first name.
Now I feel a little bit uncomfortable. I'm just being honest here.
Okay.
But thank you. Yes, you should have them listen to the show because I think that...
No, he is. He says he's now. He's yeah. now.
Because I didn't... The thing that's different is I didn't grow up like you did.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to that again.
All the time. Listen, that's part of the show. I'm trying to explain why there happened. Stop interrupting me, lady.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done.
I'm sorry. Just, okay. How many times do you have to say that you didn't go to Disney
as a kid?
All
right, let's move on. Sponsor, thank you so much to Enchanted Escapes Travel. Enchanted Escapes will book your vacation if you go to Disney World or Disneyland, and they'll do all the work for you. Your resort reservations, fast passes, hotel reservations, booking, dining, all that good stuff. You don't have to sit there refreshing. They'll do that for you. So head over to enchanted-escapes.com. Thank you to them for supporting the show for quite a long time now.
We have a Disney cruise coming up.
We do have a Disney cruise coming up. That's in April of 2018. If you want information on that or a free no-obligation quote, you should come with us.
You should come with us.
Unlockingthemagic.com/cruise.
It's going to be a bunch of awkwardness.
And I just want to say happy birthday to somebody.
Aw.
Because somebody messaged us on Facebook, and this is probably going to open the floodgates for that. But she's been a listener of the show for a long time, and she joins us on these Facebook Lives. Melinda Green's birthday.
Oh, I love Melinda Green. I love her name.
Yeah, that's a good name, Melinda Green. So thank you and happy birthday, Melinda. Thank you so much for joining us for such a long time on the show.
I'm obsessed with names. I remember as a kid, I used to name myself like all these. I would wanted anything but Connie.
Right. If you have a birthday coming up, Connie at unlockingthemagic.com. Send your requests to her.
Okay.
And? On Facebook. We do a Facebook Live every Monday night at 8 p.m. You can find it at facebook.com/unlockingthemagic.
That is, we're having so much fun on there. There's newer listeners coming,
it is growing. Friends. It is pretty much growing. Like when we first started to do our Facebook Live show, there was like three people. And I appreciated all three of them.
We did.
It was like your mom, our daughter, and there was one listener, I believe. But that was back when Periscope was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we did a Periscope.
Yeah, that's kind of fading YouTube. Away, a little Periscope,
yeah.
isn't it?
It's called Twitter Live now.
That's true.
But on Twitter, speaking of Twitter, www.unlockthemagic, that's where you can get a hold of me. Say hello in 140 characters or less. My perfect favorite thing in the world to do is talk in 140 characters or less. That's my specialty. Mm. And finally, before we wrap up the show, if you want to join us on Patreon, we have a whole community that we're growing over there. You can join the Unlocking the Magic community inside Patreon. Exclusive, as we're doing now, we're recording this podcast, but we're also recording live the before and after shows for our Facebook Live group, which you can join if you're part of our Patreon community. Early access to podcast episodes. They're getting this podcast episode before it even comes out. And you can get invited to our private Facebook group where Connie and I will be in there talking and chatting and talking all things Disney and hanging out.
I'm glad you explained it.
See my shirt.
Oh.
My work shirt.
Your work shirt.
Because every time I post, it's a picture of me in work clothes. So if you're interested in that, head over to Patreon. .com/unlockingthemagic. It's only $5 a month if you want to help us support the show. And all kidding aside, just $5 a month to help us produce better and bigger shows for you. And we're going to be doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes and building a new website and all that. So thank you so much in advance.
Yeah. And what he said.
Yeah. That's it for me.
That's it. That was a lot. That was good.
That was a ton of information there. I feel like I talked for a long time there.
Well, I'm glad you did because I actually wasn't sure what was going on and what we were doing for anything, so you kind of educated me as well.
Well, I love these live shows that we do on Mondays. I like the interaction. I mean, I like the podcast, don't get me wrong. A lot of people say they love the Unlocking podcast or the interview ones. But for me, the live shows and the interacting one-on-one, like in real time, are my favorite ones.
I agree.
Because I don't like to read that much, so I don't like to do a lot of research.
Oh, but cats I do listen out of the to bag.
Things. Yeah. What do you think of that?
I don't think much.
I know.
Okay. All right, you guys. So what else?
That's it. I just want to say thank you to a few Patreon members who had a few that I said I would say thank you for. Two, rather. And I want to say thank you right now to them. So if you go to Patreon, which is spelled Patreon.com, that's where you
You're
can find it.
You're still talking here. Wow.
I know. I'm trying to delay while I find their names. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Thinking you're going on and on, and it's pretty nice, yes. Actually. Okay.
So if you could help me delaying so I can find their names, that would be awesome.
No, I'm just sitting back and watching this unfold in front of me. This is pretty awesome.
That's awesome. Thanks so much.
So
Erin Nichols, she's been with us for a long time over there. Ellie Nicholas, which is different than Erin Nichols. Ellie Nicholas, thank you so much. Dan Kenny, Liz Ladd, Mary, Dion, Michelle Hunt, and Robert Shumway.
Isn't it Dan Keeney?
Dan Keeney.
I don't know.
Keeney?
Well,
am I allowed to say his name on the air?
I hope so.
Yeah, thanks everybody for that. I appreciate you guys so much.
I do too.
Supporting
yes.
The show allows us to do this a lot.
Yes. Hopefully full time pretty soon.
Yes.
All right. So is that going to do it?
That's it for me.
All right, you guys. So I want to thank you again and really appreciate it. We are going on a cruise soon, and like Bruce said, but I do think we should do we're going to be doing a part two.
Yes.
We did do a podcast episode with April from Enchanted Escapes, who gave us a lot of great information about the cruise and what to expect. But now, getting closer and closer, there's so much more that we need to know, so many questions. So,
and I've pretty much forgotten everything she told us.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah.
So we're going to do a recap, and there was a lot more information she's going to share with us. And we have another guest coming on pretty soon.
Yay.
A repeat guest that was with us in the past. You'll recognize him when he comes on. That's coming up in a few weeks. And then we'll probably, if we do go to D23, be doing some live shows from there and from inside the park if we do go there. So you should probably follow us on Facebook for that.
Okay. Do so. Yes.
That's it for me.
All right, you guys. You're out.
I'm out.
So that's it. Happy weekend. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy dads out there. And we'll see you soon.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.